The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Friday episode of The Nate Darling Show. Don't get too used to Cage the Elephant for the open. It's only for this week. Because we just got new opens back and slapped them together before we started recording so that we could welcome all the new people who found us on Facebook. Welcome.
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 Welcome. New shows Wednesdays and Fridays. So that's what you get. Free. Free.
F-R-E-E free.
Free. Of course, on the website, on iTunes. And if you're one of those people who just wants the RSS feed, there's a link for that at the top of the website. Just it's a drop-down menu under Nate Darling Show. And while you're there, if you're going to be doing some online shopping through Amazon, go ahead and click the Shop Amazon tab. Yeah, it helps support the show and it does not cost you anything extra. So thanks for doing that. Appreciate it. And if you're a new listener, let us know where you're listening from. Appreciate it. We're based in Sacramento, California. Actually, technically West Sacramento.
West Sac?
You crazy.
You're so thug, Jason. I love it.
He is.
Sacramento.
He is. He just moved back from San Diego.
Oh, my gosh.
Southtown.
Which we all know is German for Will's vagina.
true enough.
Learned that. Coming up on the show today.
I used to live in the clitoris.
That's cute.
That's important. It's a little humid sometimes, but you're where the action is.
Nicely played.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to play a classic clip from Martin Luther King Jr. Because, well, he's been dead for 40-something years, so everything's a classic. So he's going to explain why white people and black people don't like each other.
Right.
Is that pretty much accurate, Kareem?
Yeah.
That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
So we'll take a listen to that. Plus, how a holiday cup has people very upset. Well, one guy's very upset. And
damn you, Starbucks.
And a cup. By the way, I would like at this point to just say, Christians, what can I do to offend you? Because I would really like to offend you so that you can hashtag Nate Darling Show.
Yeah, seriously.
So just go ahead. What can I do to offend you? Can I tell you that there is no God? Would that do it? Would that offend you?
I bet you there's a big part.
Jesus is black.
Yeah, it's a black Jesus.
Jesus is black. Let's see. Jesus is gay. Is that a thing? Well, I mean, he hung around with guys all the time.
A lot of guys.
Well,
that's true.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think I've said this before. So.
Again, I just offended more Christians by saying there's nothing wrong with being gay than if Jesus was gay.
Biblical scholars say that foot was a euphemism for penis. So when Mary Magdalene washed his feet.
Well, didn't he wash the apostles' feet too?
Yeah. I guess that would be gay.
That's true.
Yeah.
There you go. Offended yet, Christians? Hashtag Nate Darling Show. Go ahead and spread that around on Twitter. Tell us how angry you are. Tell the world how angry you are with the Nate Darling Show. We can take it. Come on, Christians. Go ahead. Muslims, too, by the way. No, wait. No. We, yeah. y'all are cool. Keep doing what you're doing. Unless you're blowing stuff up, then please stop.
But believe what you believe. Go for it.
Yeah, do your thing. We'll get to the Jews in a minute. But... Seriously, we will. It. We will. It's coming up. I'm hitting all of the religions. Not all of them, but the big ones.
No, you know what?
The big three.
Hey, Hanuman. Hey, that guy's an asshole.
On the Friday show, we'd like to talk about what you got going on this weekend. Let's start with you, Sam. Anything exciting?
Yeah, well, tomorrow, Saturday, I'm running. It's just a 10K. I would have done the half marathon, but I have not been training regularly.
Yeah, which one are you doing?
It's the Beat the Blurt.
I'm doing the same thing.
Are you doing it?
Leslie and I are doing the 5K.
Fantastic, Nate.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to meeting the guy who is the oatmeal.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Tell me how it was.
You actually get chased by people dressed in the Blurt outfit.
Well, and here's the other thing about it. They've got some aid stations where there are couches and food.
There's and there's like cupcakes and like purple drink.
Yeah.
Wait, what the frick is this?
It's called Beat the Blurch, and it is a run. It's starting at Raleigh Field here in West Sacramento tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. And they're staggering the start. So the marathon starts first, and then the half marathon and the 10K, and there's a 5K as well. And it's all based off of a cartoon in the Oatmeal about why he runs long distances. And he created this character called the Blurch. It's really funny. If you're not familiar with the Oatmeal, it's theoatmeal.com. Go and look around. You'll spend way more time there than you thought you would.
Oh, that! At first, I thought you were talking about Oatmeal. I was thinking of like Wilford Brimley. I was like, the guy's fucking bad from Back from the Dead.
No. The Oatmeal.
Yeah, no. I know the Oatmeal. That's great. I love the Oatmeal.
Matthew Inman is his name. He's going to be in town for the race.
What?
And he's going to be at the packet pickup, which is today.
Yeah.
At REI, and of course, selling various things. From his collection, his game Exploding Kittens, which you can buy on Amazon. Please click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com if you're going to get that. All of those things are coming. So that's going to be fun.
It'll be fun.
Hopefully I'll see you there.
Yes. I didn't know. That's fantastic.
You're going to start earlier than I am.
Right.
And honestly, because we're probably going to walk, you might finish before me too.
Well, maybe we'll hang out at the finish line, eat some cupcakes or something.
It's entirely possible. Jason, anything good this weekend?
Wedding planning.
Of course. You're almost you're almost to the finish
we're
line
in the
yourself.
Home stretch, yeah,
we're in the home stretch, so we just have a few more things to do. It's our second to last weekend in Sacramento before we leave. So
right. Very cool. Wow. You know what's really funny? We've been watching David Tutera's Celebrations, which is a show on the Wii Network. And this guy, David Tutera, who, spoiler alert, gay, is a party planner in L.A. And there are people who go to him and they're like, my wedding is in 8 days and I need you to plan it. They don't have a venue. They don't have a dress. I'm like, who doesn't have a venue 10 days before their wedding?
Unless it's like one of those elope things. You just made up your mind.
No.
These are people who are like, we've been engaged for several months.
Yeah, they're rich people and celebrities, but
schmuck.
I saw that. I'm like, who does that? Yeah. And then I thought of you, who have spent the past however many months.
Year, pretty much.
Yeah, going over what's this going to be. Can you imagine just 10 days, 2 weeks before the wedding going, okay, we have to go to a wedding planner. And you go, look, we need this, and we need this, and it has to be this, and it's like all of these demands.
Chris would have shot me, strangled me. Like, Christine would have done something bad and horrible to me, like, if that was the case. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, no, I'm sure it would have been very stressful, you know? So, I mean, she has her PhD, right? So she has to get her.
You've mentioned that.
Yeah, I mention it all the time. I'm very proud of her for the accomplishment that she made before she even knew me.
Right? Yeah.
But no, she likes to plan. She's, you know, so she couldn't do it. It would not happen. It would have to be a situation where they came to us and said, hey, you need to say this.
Right. that just blew my mind that you wouldn't have a venue. Because you have to have a venue. At least 9 months in advance.
There's no way you get a venue 9 days before. Like, I mean, unless you got money.
Yeah, you buy out someone else's.
Well, not at a traditional wedding spot. Kareem, anything big this weekend? Anything fun?
High school football playoffs.
Oh.
Will your boy Big Ben Roethlisberger be back this weekend for the Steelers?
No, he will not. We're playing Cleveland, so we don't need him.
Yeah, that's fine.
Landry Jones will be fine. And then we have a bye week next week, so
it's all good.
He'll be back in time.
I pulled one out last week.
Sherman.
Pulled one out last weekend against Oakland.
Oh, man, we should have blew them out. We just kept shooting ourselves in the foot in that game. But, yeah. What was that? Mike Mitchell recovered a fumble and returned it for a touchdown. But he didn't establish 2 feet inbound before he picked up the ball.
It's good to see you past that.
So we go from first and goal at the one to fourth and 14 for the Raiders, and they punted the ball, and we got it down at the other end of the field. So,
bummer.
That's a good one. So This weekend, big weekend for me, by the way. After the run on the Blurch, or run from the Blurch, or whatever it is, my friend Hootie and his wife Amy are going to be coming in from Salinas, and we're going to the Deschutes Street Pub, Sacramento. Nice.
Oh, that's right. You did submit invite to that.
That is tomorrow from 2 to 10 in downtown Sacramento. Well, it's Midtown actually. It's Capitol between 17th and 19th. So two blocks. Deschutes Brewery is setting up this bar, which is amazing if you're into beer. And I know Jason isn't into beer, but there's going to be local food vendors. The event's free to get into, and it's one of those things where you buy drink coupons and stuff like that. I got the I'm very excited about this. They had a package where you could buy 5 tokens for the price of 4, which was $20. Or for $10 more, you got a stainless steel commemorative pint glass.
Huh.
Stainless steel, my friends. Stainless steel. So that's really exciting. Then after that, it's Ronda Rousey on pay-per-view Saturday night.
Oh.
So that will be... Here's the question. Will the pay-per-view be more or less than a dollar per second of the Ronda Rousey fight? Because because all of them have been more than a dollar a second.
Wow.
If you just take her
she
fights.
She knocks them out.
Yeah, she gets them to submit.
Tap, yeah.
And then Sunday, it's the official one-year anniversary of Leslie and I dating.
Oh,
or
being
an official
goodness.
Couple. So it's a full weekend.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
You're not going away for the weekend or
No, we're going to Vegas over Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So that's
so we're going to have a lovely dinner on our anniversary at the Melting Pot.
Ooh.
Well, that's just darling, that is, Nate darling. Yeah.
It's one of those places where she's been wanting to go and I've been apprehensive to go just cuz, you know, I'm frightened of new things.
No, it's good.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's delightful.
Their dessert is the bomb.
Here's the thing. No matter what, no matter how little I might like the food, she's going to love it. And that's the important thing.
Yeah.
And I can always hit a drive-thru on the way home if I'm still hungry.
I think that you'll like the food.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, like they're... Oh my God, their turtle, their chocolate turtle, like...
is it real
dessert?
Turtle?
No. Okay. No, but it's amazing. Like you'll see. You'll it's dope. They're it's awesome.
So reservations have been secured. That is done.
I'm so excited for you to have fondue. I can't wait to hear about it.
I've not had fondue before. I have had.
You should Periscope the whole
event. Yes, I'm going to Periscope my anniversary.
We want to watch you dip that fondue, Nate.
Are you high?
We want to watch you dip that fondue.
I better dip.
I know you have a girlfriend. Do you understand how women work?
Right, no. She doesn't have to know. Or maybe it'll make her more excited. It's that voyeuristic thing.
The only way I would be able to do that would be if she went to the restroom, and while she was gone...
You took a quick dip.
I Periscope... the dip of fondue and was completely done before she came back, because if she even saw me looking at my phone,
right,
she would take me to task for it, and rightfully so.
Well, how impressive! I tell you what, I will buy you 5 tokens to Deschutes Street Brewery next year if you can pull that shit off.
That's okay.
Next year,
you should come out.
I can't believe you never had fondue. Like, my grandparents gave me, like, I had fondue when with my grandmother used to make it. Like, and so, like, that was like a big deal. It was a big deal when we'd have fondue. I can't believe you never had fondue before.
Is that a
like,
French
I can't believe,
thing?
No, I think it's like,
it's not Swiss,
Scandinavian,
is it?
Yeah.
Because the only time I've had fondue, one of my best friends growing up, his parents were hardcore Swiss, and they made fondue, and it was... Always delicious. Always a delight.
Here's the thing. Do you know where I grew up? I grew up on a dairy farm.
Right.
In rural Vermont.
Yeah, but like, there was no Vermont. There's snow.
You had meatloaf,
like,
baked potatoes.
There was. I don't believe there was a single fondue restaurant in the state.
No, it's one of those things that I would
when
think
I was growing up. When I was growing up, I don't believe there was a single one in the state. In fact, Hold on. Let me just quickly do this. See if I can.
Not a restaurant. It's like a family thing.
You do understand where Vermont is, right?
Yeah, I know where Vermont is.
And how
is.
Small it is.
Yes, but I thought like it's in the cold. So, I mean, it's like a winter.
Nice, warm, delicious.
Yeah, it's
meal.
A warm. It's yeah. like a it's a winter dish.
And it's
I
a
thought.
Very. Yeah.
You're a winter dish. Okay. You are. Okay. The only place where you can get fondue in Vermont is in Stowe, which is the hoity-toity ski village where, like, the big
where
thing...
Where other people from out of town go.
Exactly. Right, yeah. The big thing in Stowe was Alan Alda has a condo here and goes skiing in the winter. Alan Alda from MASH.
I don't know.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, MASH.
From MASH. He's the tall one from MASH.
Oh. There's some claim to
but that's it.
Your hey, I watched showing, MASH. Man. I just didn't know the names of the actors in that one.
Yeah, if you Google fondue restaurants Vermont or fondue restaurant Vermont, you only get the one in Stowe.
Is it a melting pot?
It is not. No, there's no chain, you fool. It's Swiss Farms.
They've got class.
It's Swiss Farms.
Swiss okay. Fondue by Heinz.
It is Swiss. It's a Swiss thing. Yeah.
Swiss Fondue okay. by Heinz. So no, I've not had fondue. I have had shabu shabu, though.
Oh, yeah, it's the same difference.
Shabu shabu.
which was interesting because they felt the need. Here's the thing, shabu shabu. And they felt the need to throw onions at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Asian people throw onions and stuff like that.
You
everything.
Say that word weird.
I hate onions.
It sounds like you're saying, do you hear what he said?
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a G in it when you say it. Onions.
Onions. I hate onions. I hate onions. I hate them so much. I'm gonna add an extra.
You
letter
hate
to them
so much. Gave them a G.
Onions. I'm so disgusted. It's the extra G sound is for disgusted. By onions.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll let that slide.
All right. So we've heard the expression: the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. But.
Well, what about a 5-year-old girl with a gun?
So, accident waiting to happen.
An Arizona grandfather was arrested on allegations that he left his 5-year-old granddaughter alone in the desert with a gun.
Whoa, hold up. No, I have nothing to say. I'm just trying to soak that in. It's out of control.
Like the Spartans waited till they were at least 7.
I know, yeah. Right? 4-year-old girl.
He left his 5-year-old granddaughter alone in the desert with a loaded gun to, quote, shoot the bad guys. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office said Paul Rader, who's 53, was driving his pickup truck with his 5-year-old granddaughter in the desert near Buckeye, Arizona, when the truck broke down. He later told the judge that he placed his granddaughter under a tree so she could nap in the shade while he went for help, and he left his .45-caliber handgun, which was loaded and cocked with the child, because he didn't want to carry it. That's why. He didn't feel like carrying the gun. He was found miles away at a local bar drinking.
Oh, my God.
And eating a cheeseburger.
Wow.
Oh, my.
The child was found by a firefighter alone in the desert holding the loaded gun.
I'm surprised she didn't shoot the firefighter.
I'm surprised she didn't shoot herself.
Yeah.
A deputy said that he didn't ask anyone for help or mention the whereabouts of his granddaughter until after his arrest. He told her the gun was to shoot the bad guys. How does a 5-year-old know the difference between good guys and bad guys?
Yeah.
That's according to Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who in this case actually makes sense. So Grandpa was charged with 2 counts of child abuse, 1 count of endangerment. He was jailed in lieu of $25,000 bond. So,
I can't even.
It's a terrible excuse, because if you don't want to carry the gun, leave it in the truck if you're going to leave your granddaughter under the shade tree.
Well, I mean... Carry your granddaughter. Be a man. Don't leave your fucking 5-year-old granddaughter alone in a desert.
Well, you can't,
what the fuck is that?
Sam, you can't bring a 5-year-old in to drink.
Right.
Unless
right.
it's a brew pub, and then they let anybody in with their kid and their dog.
Yeah, some places are good.
No. Man, you better put that 5-year-old on your back and...
For real.
I don't understand it.
No.
The whole thing's absurd.
It is.
It's quite. Oh, we're sticking God. To the theme of the show.
Sticking to the theme.
Hey, he was thinking, I can go leave her out in the desert so I don't have to take her to the bar.
Right, exactly. She'll have fun out here.
Nobody will know I left her in the desert. That's right. What he was thinking.
What's the firefighter?
I don't
out there
even understand. I just don't understand how he can like. It said miles away, so like it was like he walked.
That's a long.
He walked for miles. Yeah. like decide, hey, you know what? I'm really thirsty and, after this walk and hungry.
And he would walk 500 more. And
he forgot he had her with him. That's what happened.
It must have, man. Yeah. Oh, shit.
He must have been on meth or something, dude. I don't know. Yeah.
It's one of those things you never know. So, Arizona, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. No, that's not the right. Never mind. I'm not going to do that. The moment has passed. Sorry. I was going to play music for you.
I would walk.
That's the one. No. Hey, ever been to Omaha?
Yes.
Omaha, Nebraska? You know they got a zoo there.
It is the black part of Nebraska.
They got a zoo.
They have a zoo in Omaha. I'm not surprised. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom used to be a big deal when I was a kid.
Okay. Yes.
It was like a nature program where Marlon Perkins and Jim would go on safari in different places. And Marlon would stay in the truck, and Jim would handle the wild animals. Well, this headline from Omaha, woman charged with trespassing after tiger bites her hand. And not Tiger Woods, by the way. she snuck into the local zoo and was bit by a tiger on Halloween night. Her name is Jacqueline Edie. She's 33. She's being treated for injuries on her left hand at Creighton University Medical Center. Edie, who showed signs of intoxication, shocker, acted aggressively toward hospital staff, allegedly snuck into the Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium to pet an 18-year-old Malaysian tiger named May.
I mean, I can't lie. I'm tempted to pet those things, too.
Zoo officials said that upon reaching the animal's cage, the tiger bit Edie's hand, caused severe trauma. A friend then transported her to the hospital. Police say the incident may have occurred around 4 a.m. The incident is currently under investigation by Omaha PD. How she managed to get into the zoo is under investigation. The executive director told Sky News that additional cameras are being installed, which is currently at the zoo, which is currently in staffed by 24-hour security or sleeping personnel and equipped with computerized locks for exit and entry points. A zoo patron told Omaha.com the tiger's actions were understandable. It's not like it's got loose and attacked someone. It was just protecting its territory. Edie was heard to say, "Ah, the tiger bit me. I'm so drunk." All right. So we opened the show by trying to insult Christians. Now, Michelle Bachmann takes it to a next level with the Jews. She's calling for us to convert, and I quote, as many Jews as we can, after she went on a tour of Israel. Remember, this is a former presidential candidate, Michelle Bachmann. She is calling for an intensified effort to convert Jews to Christianity. The former congresswoman from Minnesota was in Israel on a tour organized by the Family Research Council. By the way, don't ever trust any organization which has family or children in the title. They're up to no good. It's a conservative Christian group. By the way, you're dicks. You're dicks.
Go ahead.
Tell me how offended you are, Bobby. Toward the end of the week, she spoke on FRC President Tony Perkins' radio program, Washington Watch, and discussed the meaning of the recent intensification of violence in Israel and the West Bank. She cast the violence as a signal of a return to Jesus.
Which would
necessitate mass conversions.
Did you say the raptor?
The raptor.
it was the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
she needs some tall black men.
You know that's what the Mormons do.
Raptors?
No, they.
That's kinky, bro.
I know I'm talking about your cousins.
I do have a cousin who's LDS. So yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah. So,
literally.
So. Okay, so that Ancestry.com?
Right, yeah, that's their whole thing. Project, yeah.
Yeah, and they go around from town to town gathering that information. And so what they do is they pray/convert all of the Jews that are passed on in their thing to get them to heaven.
Listen, they try to convert everybody. They don't just stick to the Jews.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You have to go on mission if you're a Mormon.
Yeah. But if you're a Holocaust victim, they take those names and they offer them up like something like that. Yeah.
We need to recognize the shortness of the hour. And that's why we, as a remnant, want to be faithful in these days and do what the Holy Spirit is speaking to each one of us, to be faithful in the kingdom and to bring in as many as we can, even among the Jews. Share Jesus Christ with everyone that we possibly can, because, again, he's coming soon.
That is why y'all want Israel there.
Jesus is coming. She's going to be really surprised when Black Jesus shows up.
I know. I wonder how many white people are going to like convert after Black Jesus shows up.
Oh, my
God. Be like, that nigga's not coming for us.
Oh, we fucked up. Oh, shit.
Now I understand why black women are fainting at all of these things.
So I wonder if they're going to arrest Black Jesus.
Hold on. That's not fair. Was he doing anything?
I don't know.
Was he resisting?
He probably was.
He was resisting.
If Black Jesus resists, then there could be trouble.
There could be trouble.
That's what we've known. Hey, some people are really angry. You probably heard about this already, about Starbucks' new holiday cups. They're really angry.
They are.
Specifically, this one guy. His name's Joshua Feuerstein.
Oh, I fucking hate this guy. I seriously, this guy needs to be punched in the face.
Well, first of all, vertical video. So, yes, absolutely.
He deserves it just for the
video. Let me tell you about this.
Oh, here's good news, Jason. I have the actual message.
Hey, guys, what's up? Josh Feuerstein here. You know, I think in the age of political correctness, we become so open-minded.
By the way, he looks like Kevin James.
Oh, my God.
He looks like a younger Kevin James.
And he wears that red hat backwards.
Yeah, I think it's a Cleveland Indians hat.
I fucking want to punch him in the face.
So he went to start. He's shooting this vertical video. He's got the Starbucks logo behind him. And he's mad.
Brains have literally fallen out of our head. Do you realize that Starbucks wanted to take Christ and Christmas off of their brand new cups? That's why they're just plain red. In fact, do you realize that Starbucks isn't allowed to say Merry Christmas to customers? Well, I decided instead of simply boycotting, well, why don't we just start a movement? So when I went in and I asked for my coffee, they asked for my name, and I told them my name is Merry Christmas. So guess what, Starbucks? I tricked you into putting Merry Christmas on your cup. And I'm challenging all great Americans and Christians around this great nation. Go into Starbucks and take your own coffee selfie. And then I challenge you to not only share this video so that the word gets out, but let's start a movement. And let's call it, I don't know, hashtag Merry Christmas Starbucks. And I know that by sharing this video and getting other Christians to do it, well, I guarantee that we can make this go around the world. And Starbucks, guess what? Just to offend you, I made sure to wear my Jesus Christ shirt into your store. And since you hate the Second Amendment, I even carried my gun. Yikes. Anyways, guys, please take a moment. Choose to not be politically correct. Just correct. Share the video, like, comment below. I want to know your thoughts. God bless. Have a really, really beautiful day.
You're a fuckstick.
Oh, my.
There's my thoughts.
This guy does not fucking get it. This guy doesn't get it. Like, if he doesn't like it, like, telling people to go and buy a bunch of something is not fucking that. Yeah. What the fuck is this guy do? I guarantee you, like,
he's gonna convert them.
He got. You know what? I guarantee you, they're gonna find out that Starbucks paid him.
Oh yeah, it's like, all an elaborate
$60,000 to talk about this fucking rant.
There's nothing. Jesus, I mean, controversy is great publicity every time. What was the one of the highest grossing films of all time? Passion of the Christ, because it was controversial. And this guy is just bringing more money to Starbucks. My only complaint is I just don't like the whole minimalistic red cups. I think they're ugly.
I hope Starbucks decides, because of this, to send him some money. Right. To be like, hey, here's $20,000. Thanks, buddy. Right. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for hooking it up, Merry Christmas. I mean, they never had Christ or anything on there. It was like snowflakes. Like, what's the big deal, bro?
Right.
Let it go.
That's true.
Fucking cups.
Yeah, let it go, bro.
Get over it.
Let it go, bro.
People are hashtagging, of course, hashtag Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Starbucks.
Including... I always pictured Jesus as more of a Nescafe sort kind of guy. So it's become a joke now. He's not joking.
Oh, my God. Jesus wept in this moment. Wherever he is, he's weeping.
He's not. Here's the thing. Even I got in on the thing.
You threw a tweet out there?
I did. I said, angering Christians leads to lots of free publicity. Hashtag Merry Christmas Starbucks. No. By the way, Christians, hashtag Nate Darling Show.
Or Jews.
Listen angry. Yeah. Listen angry. Angrily tweet me about how terrible I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, spread the word about how terrible the Nate Darling Show is. And by the way, here's what you go do. You know what you're going to do to show me? This is how you're going to show me what a dick I am. You're going to go to NateDarlingShow.com. You're going to click that Shop Amazon tab, and you're going to buy the most expensive thing you can. And then you're going to take a selfie with your receipt for the expensive thing that you bought when you click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. I want you to take a selfie of you giving the receipt the finger so I know how you feel about me.
Hashtag Nate Darling Show.
Hashtag Nate Darling Show. Make sure you post that. Go ahead and do that. You need to show me.
That's a good. I got a movement to start here right now, though. Why don't we do this? How about we get really upset with Nate Darling? That guy's a fascist.
My whole life I wanted to be WWF wrestler. Instead, I've got vertical video and an angry attitude towards cups.
I'd like to start a movement, but my colon is just seized right up. Nothing's moving.
There's no movement at all.
That's why I came to Starbucks, so I could take a shit. I'm trying to start a movement.
Hashtag. Yeah, brother.
Hashtag brother. Plugged up with cheese.
Hashtag plugged up with cheese. It's true. It's a proud, proud moment in the show right there, everybody. God. All right, now let's do this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Tigers. Tigers, Jason.
Oh, fuck. I always lose in this game.
The pressure's on. You're going first, Jason.
I'm
going
to say that, Tigers are cool. They're cool.
All right.
Tigers are cool.
Kareem?
Ice cold.
Sam?
Dude, now that I live next to a zoo and I hear a tiger roar, well, I've only heard it 2 times, but it's fucking dope, dude. Tigers are cool. I'd like my wife... not my wife. On my wedding day, I'd like my bride to walk down the aisle with a Siberian tiger on a chain, and I'd be standing there with a Black Panther next to me, and it's my dream. That's my wish.
That
tigers
is the
are cool.
Whitest shit.
I said Black Panther. There's nothing white about Black Panthers.
You know,
the fact that you want to walk down an aisle with a tiger and a Black Panther, that's some really white shit.
That's weird.
I don't know any of my cousins doing that. I don't know any of my cousins doing that.
That's just weird.
Okay.
Or Mike Tyson. This is the only other person. Yeah.
You're right.
Absurd.
I mentioned David Tutera's celebrations earlier.
Oh, Colombian drug lord.
watched an episode of David Tutera's celebration. Angie Everhart, supermodel, getting married, brought him to a sanctuary to see a lion. Because she said, wouldn't it be cool if she said if he now pronounced us man and wife, you may kiss the bride, and a lion roared. She wanted a lion at her wedding.
That is cool.
So there you go.
White people shit.
White people shit, I guess. Fuck, man.
Tigers are still cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Jews. Kareem, let's start with you.
Oh, you're going to come to the guy with a Muslim name to ask whether Jews are cool or not. I'm trying to think. The ones that I know have been cool.
I would just leave it at that. Sam?
I know a lot of really cool Jews. No. Go cool.
Jason?
I'm going to surprise everybody here. Psych! No, Jews are cool.
Look, I don't believe in stereotyping. If you've listened to the show at all, you know that. Jews have many skills. But only because of Bernie Sanders does it put them over the top on cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders puts them over the top on cool. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Starbucks. Starbucks. Sam.
For reasons totally unrelated to this, I think Starbucks is tool. Most people walk around with Starbucks continually. It's a thing I have a stink in my nose about. But not related to this. In this circumstance, they're reaping benefits. I'm going to say cool. Cool for them.
There's a lot to get to cool.
It's cool for them.
Was the meter running for that whole answer?
Yeah.
You went all the way around that point.
I took you around the block.
Jason? See, we ran out of music.
I would say that Starbucks are very cool. I mean, like, they're trying to be all-inclusive, you know? Like, I mean, not the red cups. Okay, yeah. Big deal. It's red cups.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kareem?
Although those snowflakes were very offensive.
20 hours a week and benefits, cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Starbucks is fine. It's the people who drink Starbucks that are tools. Obviously, this guy. He drinks Starbucks.
Right.
You can still buy a gift card that says Merry Christmas on it at Starbucks. They make a Christmas blend of coffee.
Yeah.
He's making.
He's a prick.
Yeah. He's too much of a bitch to give up his Starbucks. So instead of giving up his Starbucks, he was like, go buy it.
He just is looking for views. That's all this guy ever does. And you watch his stuff. Like, I've seen his stuff. Every once in a while, I'll have a friend that I've respected for a long time post something by this guy.
I noticed Jason put that in the past tense.
Yeah.
Like, and then they post them, and I'm like, do you know who this fucking douche is? Have you ever listened to this douchebag before? Because you might think he sounds cool right now, but just listen to like three or four of his other pieces, and he's a fucking douche nozzle.
Listen,
like, he's not even the bag. He's just the nozzle.
Here's what I've learned from Kareem. You can't just take one thing and be judgy like that. Like Kanye. Kanye says a lot of fucking nonsense, but he'll spew something out that makes sense and is brilliant, and you have to listen to the whole thing and take it as a whole, Jason. Yeah. So it's not really fair.
Son of a bitch.
Come on, Jason.
God damn you. No. Fuck this douche. No, don't. He's a fucking asshole.
That's fine. He's not in Cooler Tool. The Cooler Tool's over. You're fine.
It's safe. I don't want to fucking talk about that. I feel like hashtag that guy's name. Fucking dick.
All right. Hold on. No. Hold on. We are completely changing gears on the show. So now let's do this.
That was awkward. Let's take a pause.
Okay, so we talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show. Now, normally we highlight ridiculous, absurd things. Kareem sent this to me. It's a full 6-minute Martin Luther King clip. We're not going to play the full 6 minutes. I found a nice little segment because there's a lot of preamble that leads up to it. If you've ever heard an MLK speech, there's a lot of preamble. There's a lot of building momentum. And I found a nice little, about a minute and a half clip where it really gets into it.
It's like about 3 minutes.
3:45 is where it hits. And it talks about how the races were kept from unifying in a post-Civil War America. Because there were not, in fact, laws saying black people and white people couldn't mingle. And he sort of explains from a book that he read and kind of how it worked. And it makes perfect sense about why the races don't like each other. And it was kind of an interesting listen. We will post the link to the whole thing in the show description. So if you want to listen to the whole thing, you'll be able to do that too. So here's a little clip of Martin Luther King Jr.
I want you to follow me through here because this is very important to see the roots of racism and the denial of the right to vote. Through their control of mass media, they revived the doctrine of white supremacy. They saturated the thinking of the poor white masses with it, thus clouding their minds to the real issue involved in the populist movement. They then directed the placement on the books of the South of law that made it a crime for Negroes and whites to come together as equals at any level.
Yes, sir.
And that did it. That crippled and eventually destroyed the populist movement of the 19th century. If it may be said of the slavery era that the white man took the world and gave the Negro Jesus, then it may be said of the Reconstruction era that the Southern aristocracy took the world and gave the poor white man Jim Crow.
Yes, sir.
He gave him Jim Crow. And when his wrinkled stomach cried out for the food that his empty pockets could not provide, he ate Jim Crow. A psychological bird that told him that no matter how bad off he was, at least he was a white man better than the black man.
So it goes on from there. But I think that's a pretty good encapsulation of...
There's a section right before that where he... it's like right around 3 minutes where he explains how... they did that, but if I wish you could play that part, because if you could play that part, you can see how the way they did it and the reasons they did it are still at play today.
Yeah, they what they did is they gave jobs to the white people and what's it all, you know, it gave the service jobs and stuff like that to the poor white people and right then, I mean that was kind of and then said you're not as bad as them.
All right, we'll give it a shot here. This is close.
The leaders of this movement began awakening the poor white masses.
Yes, sir.
The former Negro slaves to the fact that they were being fleeced by the emergent urban interests. Not only that, but they began uniting the Negro and white masses into a voting bloc that threatened to drive the Bourbon interests from the command post of political power in the South. To meet this threat, the Southern aristocracy began immediately to engineer the development of a segregated society. I want you to follow me through here because...
And that
was the part that I wanted you to play.
So it's very interesting that it's money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
It's money and protecting money. It's always been American, money and protecting money.
But where you stopped it at, so when he goes into that part is he explains how they made the labor force in the South, how they made it the poorest in the country.
Right.
And it's still, to this day, is the poorest in the country.
Right. Yep. The poor white workers were told, well, if you want more money, then, you know, we're not going to give you more money. We'll just get a black guy in here to do it for less.
Yeah. And it's like, that's how it was engineered. And nobody ever had, we never have this conversation. Right. It's your fault that I brought this up. Because the other week, like I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
When you were like, well, we never get a chance to have this conversation.
Right.
And whenever we talk about race, we always talk about it from a black perspective. But I was like, okay, I'm going to flip the script on y'all this time.
It's nice.
Because now.
And this is from an everyman perspective.
Yeah, but this is a different, like you always call me a conspiracy theorist. But this is how the program was set into place.
Right. The people who can, if you control the money, you control the game.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's been forever.
Well, and the Reconstruction, like during the Reconstruction, it got halted at every level on the local levels in the South. And they didn't follow through. And they made terms like carpetbaggers for the people that came down and tried to change things and implement that. You know, I mean, like there's a number of things that happened that they pushed it out, and then the neo-Confederates then spread through the Confederates and spread throughout all the other nations and all the other states and stuff like that too. I mean, it's
but that's not necessarily true because it did during the first part of Reconstruction. Great strides were made. There were more. Matter of fact, there were more black people in office during that part of Reconstruction than there is now. And then Andrew Jackson got elected president, and then he undid everything that was done during Reconstruction.
Right. Yeah. No, that's you learn about Reconstruction, but you don't find out what happened right after Reconstruction because it got disassembled. Right. I mean, I read an article about.
Yeah. No, you don't learn about what happened right after. I know, but we know about it. But that's the thing, right after Reconstruction. So all of the trade jobs black people did as slaves. So those were jobs that you already knew how to do. So that would be the person you would hire to do it.
Right. Yeah.
But those happened to be the jobs that actually paid money.
Mm-hmm.
So, those were very bad times.
Yeah. But just to get, I want to get your thoughts on what you just heard though. The actual idea that they socially engineered that.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
I completely believe it. Completely agree with it. I can see that. I'm of the mindset that it's still happening today in our media. And in different ways, but the same agenda, same basic agenda.
It's a lot of what when you look at Republicans versus Democrats and kind of how the language that's being used in terms of public policy and how they talk about people and how they talk about how you need to do this and you need to work like this. And the truth lies in the middle. The truth lies in the middle of you can't do anything because the system's against you and you need to pull yourself up from your bootstraps.
Right.
Yes, you do. You need to work hard. You need to do those things to be better.
But you can't always do it by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Oftentimes there needs to be something in place to get you the training, to get you the opportunity to learn a skill, to go to school, to do any of these things. But the rhetoric is so far out on the fringes of everything. It ranges from we need to do everything for people to we should never do anything for people.
Exactly. Yeah.
You should do something for yourself. Mm. And it's frustrating.
But at the same time, it's related to this topic. But there's a podcast I was it was on Fresh Air, I believe.
No.
but they had this professor on that was talking about how ghettos were made and how it happened and how when everybody got back from World War II, like, and everybody, the suburbs were popping up and all this housing came up and all this stuff, like, it was happening. Like, there was specific wording that was placed into the contracts for these houses that were being sold that were from the United States government, given the money, all these contracts were written that only you had to be white if you wanted to live in this area. And then they created neighborhoods that were black neighborhoods. They created neighborhoods that were white neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was they when you talk about it, they say that, it happened naturally. It just happened the way it was. But they engineered the whole way that it mm-hmm. happened. Mm-hmm. And then their people profit for the banks and stuff. Like they made it profit from it. That's what happened in Baltimore right before the riots happened. The banks went in and repossessed. The only wealth that these people had had, the wealth disparity in America that came from that, just what happened after World War II. Recently, we're talking about 60 years ago, 70 years ago. The wealth inequality that happened there, white America, wealth increased by 60% over the 5% of what black America had. The way that the wealth was distributed because of the ability to buy property where the white people were allowed to buy property as opposed to where the black people were allowed to buy property.
Right.
And you listen to it and you hear it and you're like, this can't be true. But then it's all true and it really happened. And this is the way it was rigged against a whole set of people. And it's not fake. It really happened. And it didn't just happen.
So, but the other part of that is that you couldn't get an FAA loan.
Yeah, no.
As a black person during that time.
Yeah.
In Chicago, what they would do is they would rig it so that a black person couldn't buy, you could buy a house, but you really couldn't afford to buy a house. So they would make the house payment where you were paying but they would make the payment so high that you would have to have your whole family live to pay the rent or pay the mortgage. And then if you missed one payment, then they would kick you out and you would not allow.
If it wasn't in the white neighborhood.
If it wasn't in the white neighborhood. Yeah. And that is really, like he said, that's where the wealth disparity comes from.
Yeah.
Let's make America great again.
Exactly.
Wait, that slogan is now awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, this is recent history, man. We fleeced a whole generation of people that went and defended our country that were told that they were going to get homes, they were going to get rewarded for their service and stuff like that. And what instead we do? We get we get experiments and we get shit happened for real. I mean,
So that's my parents, my grandparents' generation.
Yeah, recent.
Yeah.
We're not talking about generations ago.
We're not talking about slavery.
Right, no. Exactly, yeah.
Well, there is a reason why there was a civil rights movement in the 60s. There's a reason why there was an uprising of that size when there was.
Yeah.
That wasn't coincidence.
It was a backlash, yeah.
And then when the black community started getting powerful because of the civil rights movement, you know, what happens? You get the Black Panthers coming out saying, we need to save our cities. We need to do this. And then that whole generation gets killed off and put into jail with crack cocaine. Killed off. It's been engineered.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The CIA and their Contra scandal.
And the fact that they were the ones that were selling and bringing the cocaine.
Right, exactly.
There was a movie with Jeremy Renner in it recently. Which
Kill
is
the
all,
Messenger.
Kill the Messenger, which is all about that. Which was, once again, truth. And then mass media, what did they do with that guy? They kicked him out. Like
they totally destroyed him.
They destroyed the guy that
found and they out. Yeah, and the CIA killed him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So anyhow.
This is still a comedy show. So I need to pull us out of it somewhere.
Sorry.
All I have to say is let's make America great again. Whatever that means.
Like I said, house white people are the original house niggas.
Here's what I know. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Right, yeah.
Controversy and only on 12 News is there as the tribal chairman of the San Carlos tribe arrives at Sky Harbor a day after pictures of him appearing in blackface surfaced.
Terry Rambler has been fighting against racist stereotypes and imagery for years, which is why many people can't understand why he would do something like this and then post a picture online. William Pitts is live at Sky Harbor right now with what Chairman Rambler had to say. William.
Mark and Vanessa, Terry Rambler didn't want to talk to us when he landed here at Sky Harbor. Rambler's been a critic, an outspoken critic of the Washington Redskins' name, calling it racist and insensitive. Now he's having to defend himself against accusations that he is racist and insensitive. That's San Carlos Tribal Chairman Terry Rambler, dressed as Bob Marley, complete with blackface. Reaction was swift. Civil rights leaders saying Rambler took it too far.
Wow, really? There's no way he didn't know what he was doing was offensive.
It probably should not have been done, especially from one of our First Nation peoples.
Last year, Rambler was on the national stage at the White House.
My president, your president, our president, Barack Obama.
Introducing the president for the Tribal Nations Conference.
Hello, everybody.
This year, Chairman Rambler came home before the conference even started.
This wasn't a publicized photo. It was just a personal photo. But in the age of the internet, that photo went viral. The controversy started when the chairman was in D.C. and followed him all the way until he landed back here in Phoenix.
No, wait. You got anything to say about what happened?
I'll give you a statement.
And that's where we were, waiting for Rambler when his flight landed.
Nothing you want to say on camera, nothing you want to say in person?
No, I'll just send it to you.
Arizona NAACP President Donald Harris says whatever Rambler was thinking, it was a bad decision.
Meaning to intend harm to any race, to the black race? Probably not. That having been said, he shouldn't have done it.
By the way, the president of the NAACP in Arizona looks whiter than you, Jason. He may be. You can be in the NAACP and be white.
I've heard recently that from friends of mine that are black that don't listen to the NAACP.
From your black friends?
Some of them.
Jason, tell us about his black friends.
Well, they were set up by the Jews.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate here because...
To go on.
I'm going to go on. He dressed up like Bob Marley. He wasn't doing the old paint your face completely black, do the big red lips. Hey, yes, sir. No, he wasn't doing that. He was dressing up like Bob Marley, who's fucking dope.
He's...
What if there was a black kid who loved Elvis? Did his hair, got the outfit, and maybe got a little white makeup. I wouldn't be offended. I think it's hilarious. It's Halloween.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
The Cherokee Indians who own slaves.
Right.
And who brought a bunch of black people across with them on the Trail of Tears recently kicked their black people out of the tribe, who's been in the tribe since they got to Oklahoma from the Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want them to get any of the casino money. So my stance on this is fuck them.
I totally say fuck him. But as far as dressing up like Bob Marley, I don't see the big deal. I'm with you. Fuck him.
Well, here's why. If it's just average Native American guy, I might let it go. Nah, it's still a bad idea. You should know better. But if you are out on the front line saying the name Washington Redskins is insensitive and offensive, you can't show up in blackface.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Probably not.
No. Dumbass.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And to think that nobody was going to... I mean, like, listen, people. If you think that you're in a public office or something, you're going to get away with something.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going
to. Like, he should have known that somebody was going to come after him for that.
Yeah.
Because of him being outspoken.
Yeah, that's an obvious.
It's the NFL, bro.
Because of his.
It's the NFL, bro. It's a $1 billion industry. You got people everywhere, bro. We learned that in the last episode. If you listen to it,
tune in.
Looking to get your ass.
It's a lose. Sorry. No. Sorry, everybody. It's a lose. Yeah, don't. No. No blackface. Stop it. Hopefully this won't be a problem again until next Halloween, but we all know it will be.
Oh, man.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
First up in Florida Corner, patrons at a Florida restaurant were startled by noises in the eatery's ceiling, but not as shocked as they were moments later when a man fell through.
Wow.
Daytona Beach Police Department said diners at the Hibachi Grill and Supreme Buffet...
Supreme Buffet!
...alerted the manager to strange noises in the ceiling around 6 p.m., and the manager went into his office where he found broken ceiling tiles, dangling wires, and a pair of flip-flops. A staffer at the front of the restaurant dialed 911 just before Justin Grimes came crashing through the restaurant's ceiling and landed on a shocked patron.
Aw. Yeah, probably.
No.
Yeah. Restaurant patrons held Grimes until police arrived to place him under arrest. He was charged with burglary of an occupied structure. He got in. How did he get into the ceiling, you ask? In the restroom. That's where he went up in there.
He had flip-flops on? Like, who decides to burgle in flip-flops? Like, oh, he's a white guy. He's definitely a white guy,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless he was wearing flip-flops with socks, in which case he may be Mexican.
So racist. Meanwhile, in Naples,
Black socks.
In Naples, Florida, a man is raking in hundreds of dollars by donning the creepy costume of Wrinkles the Clown and terrifying misbehaving children.
Yay!
Sounds awesome.
Wrinkles keeps his real name secret, but admits to being a 65-year-old Rhode Island native who moved to Naples about 5 years ago. He said he makes a few hundred bucks every time he's hired to appear at a party, prank an unsuspecting target, or scare a misbehaving child
straight.
Oh,
he's hired.
The clown told the Washington Post about a recent visit he made to a 12-year-old whose mother was at her wit's end. He was scared of clowns, and I showed up across the street from him at the bus stop, and he just started crying in front of his friends and ran home. His mother called back a few days later and said, "Thank you." Now when he acts bad, she just has to ask him, "Do you want Wrinkles to come back?"
Hilarious.
He said, "I'm just a good old-fashioned clown. When I was a kid, it was okay to scare kids, and now they're all whiny and scared. I want to bring scary back. I've got women calling me all the time, young ones too, like weird goths with chains and stuff.
Yeah.
I've had enough psycho women in my life already. That's why I'm divorced."
That's funny,
man.
I just want to have a good time, he told WBBH TV. Make a little extra money on the side. Have a little fun before I die. Let's see if we can...
Well, it is a thing of nightmares. Have you seen this clown? People are spawning wrinkles all over Southwest Florida, including downtown Fort Myers. That is a thing of my nightmares.
Yeah, that he's creepy and he knows it.
Yes.
His videos are going viral online tonight. We actually tracked him down. NBC2's Carla Byron got to the bottom of this mysterious internet sensation.
You can't miss his red and white polka dot suit.
I love his balloons, too. Those are just a great addition.
Or his creepy face mask.
Pretty terrifying for me. I mean, I'm not really that scared of clowns, but seeing that makes me a little nervous.
Meet Southwest Florida's Wrinkles the Clown.
People pay me to go scare their friends. People pay me to go dance at their parties. You know, that kind of thing. Bar mitzvahs and whatnot.
As unnerving as his face appears, Wrinkles.
Bar mitzvahs and whatnots.
I got to a whole new level when he started talking.
Talking about mitzvahs and whatnots.
You expect him to be like, "Hey, kid." But no, "Hey, invite me to the bar mitzvahs."
You know,
what the hell?
Hearing that he's from Rhode Island, I'm not at all surprised.
Right,
he sounds like every Italian guy from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids just show up. I go to bar mitzvahs, scare the hell out of little Jews. It's what I do. Also, bonus Florida Corner, headline, drunk wife uses toilet lid to beat her husband.
It
happens.
A woman was arrested on a charge of assault after allegedly using a toilet lid to beat her husband following an argument. They've arrested 48-year-old Angela Austin Knight after being accused of hitting her husband's face with a toilet lid. According to the police investigation, the suspect's husband called to report his wife was drunk and trying to hurt him. The husband said that he and his wife were arguing on a Saturday around 1:30 a.m., and at some point they went outside. Austin Knight became more violent. She hit him in the head and face with a toilet lid. The husband ran back into the home and locked the door. After realizing the door was locked, she then got mad, grabbed the porcelain toilet lid, and used it to break the window of the kitchen.
Shit.
She climbed into the house, threatened her husband with the toilet lid. I'm guessing the lid on the back of the tank.
Right. Originally, I was thinking the toilet seat lid.
No.
This is even worse.
It's a real lid.
Shit.
Thank God at that point, the cops showed up. They noted that she was extremely intoxicated and arrested her.
Wow.
So, welcome to Florida, everybody.
She beat the cowboy shit out of him.
I know, right?
He won't do that again.
Yeah. Now, drinking and driving is bad.
Yes, it is.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Many people die working, doing new stuff. You see way too many dead people.
Yeah.
Because of it.
It's bad times. Sometimes it's funny, though. A Conesville, Iowa man tried to avoid a DUI arrest. How, you ask? How? Ask
how? Me. How, Nate? Please
how,
do that.
How?
By eating toilet paper.
No.
What? Yeah. How does that work? How does that make any sense?
How do you eat toilet paper?
Very.
How does it work?
One bite at a time. According to the University of Iowa Department of Public Safety, an officer stopped 39-year-old Ross A. McDonald for going the wrong way down Market Street around 3:07 a.m. on a Sunday. Police say he was extremely confused and he was unaware he had driven the wrong way down a one-way. He said he was wearing a Halloween costume and had a bar wristband on. McDonald admitted to having two drinks. I had two drinks. And he slurred speech and showed other signs of intoxication. He also failed a field sobriety test. See, police took McDonald to the Department of Public Safety's drunken driving process room. That's where he tried to eat toilet paper in an attempt to interfere with the breathalyzer.
Oh, my God.
Science doesn't back that up at all. McDonald initially refused to take a breath test, but changed his mind after trying to eat the toilet paper. The breath test showed his blood alcohol content of 0.165, or twice the legal limit to operate a motor vehicle in Iowa. He was then arrested and charged with third offense, drunken driving.
Ooh. Where was it? No.
Iowa City.
Oh, okay.
His third, though. That's no good.
It is a Class D felony.
Yes.
Punishable by up to 5 years in prison, where I'm sure someone will happily make him eat toilet paper.
Yes.
and other things.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
He'll be making toilet wine.
Pruno.
Can I just say, you should just take a look at this guy's mug, like, on his like, take a look at his mugshot. This poor guy. I almost feel bad for him. He just has that, like,
he looks like every drunk guy
two hours
after the bar closes. Yeah. If you've been out to the bar drinking, you look like that 2 hours after it closes. You just did.
So sad.
What a sad bastard.
He just looks like a sad bastard.
He's like forcing the pouty
why?
Face, dude.
You know why? That's when the buzz starts to wear off.
He's like, I just ate a bunch of... Oh, man.
No.
I just ate a whole half roll of toilet paper.
I had all the Charmin.
It was quilted.
It's very filling.
Squeeze the Charmin. It was 3-ply.
On the bright side, his butt was wiped on the way out.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Toilet paper you eat.
Internal wiping, yeah.
So it wipes as it comes out.
Thank you for that. That's nice.
Maybe. I mean, unless it breaks down in your stomach and does nothing.
Oh, damn it.
That would be bad times, right?
So he better hope
and
it
now,
does.
The Nate Dalton Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
If I finished a conversation with you, by the way, this is Saying Goodbye by Gordy Little.
Yes, Gordy.
If I finished, this is a paper, by the way. This is printed in a paper.
No, by Gordy.
If I finished a conversation with you by saying toodles, would you have any clue what I was talking about? I just mentioned it to Kay, and she responded with, boy, that's a blast from the past. Yes, it is. Somebody else brought it up a while back when I was reflecting on some old-fashioned phrases we remember from our youth. I received numerous emails after that column. Music is a huge part of my life, so a song title came to mind, as so often happens. 50 Ways to Say Goodbye by Train in their album California 37 from 2012. Gordy Little listens to Train?
I know, that threw me for a loop. I was expecting some like weird Swedish disco or something.
This is just another reason for you to know that you should not be listening to Train. It just shows you should not be listening to Train.
Gordy Little.
And another, Love Means Never Having to Say Goodbye from 2004. That got my juices flowing, and the race was on for us to see just how many words and phrases we could conjure up that fit the category. See what you've done, Train?
Son of a bitches.
You can begin at your kitchen table if you like. I'll throw out a few to get you underway. I started on the radio after a son and his wife were killed in 19... Oh, wow.
Jesus
Christ. Whoa.
I started one on the radio after our son and his wife were killed in 1988, followed by a young grandson 2 days later.
It got dark.
Gordy got dark. It was a fun-loving column, and then there's death. Have a great day, and please drive carefully. I closed every newscast with that admonition until the day I left the business in April of 1997. When I meet friends in the grocery store, they often repeat, please drive carefully. See, I never knew the story behind that, because I would hear him say that.
Yeah, okay.
See ya. I'll be talking to you. Take care. Bye. Catch you later. Ciao. Adios. Sayonara. Ta. Be well. May your teeth never be replaced by woolen socks. Okay,
that's a phrase?
Okay, I made the last one up.
Gordy.
How many can you come up with? Ready, set, go. Jason.
Suck it, bitches.
You didn't make that up. No. Kareem.
We're making up farewells.
Yeah.
Au revoir.
Sam.
Chowsies, chupa, cabra. Yeah.
One that I've used at least 1,000 times. See you later, alligator. And the response, after a while, crocodile. Or another one that I would not use while leaving church. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I dare you to try toodles or toodaloo. Let me know how many strange looks you get. If that doesn't work, how about stay afloat, mountain goat?
Ooh, oh, my gosh. That.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here.
I want to hear some of these with that beat behind it, though.
Some more. Oh, hold on 1 second.
I think hearing toodaloo, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you with a little sass
thanks for bringing that up, Sam, because, you know, he's got a bunch of extra things.
He's got like
things.
A list. There it is. All right, Gordy, let's see what you got.
Some more old phrases I haven't heard in a long time mentioned by my friend Norm Stotland from Quebec. More than Carter has liver pills, oil cloth, valise, and many more. Cartoon aficionados Stan Burdick in Ticonderoga had a phrase his mother used to apply to him when he was young. Pick up your paraphernalia, son. Company's coming. One of my favorites came from Stan referring to an old guy I worked for in the old days when asked how he felt. Oh, I'm pretty tolerable. Well, I'm also pretty tolerable today myself, and I hope it remains that way into the distant future. And in the words of the great 1940 Woody Guthrie song, yeah, we're back. Let's drop Train. So long, it's been good to know ya. I gotta be drifting along.
Oh, Gordy.
By the way, columnist Gordy Little may be reached at gordy@suncommunitynews.com.
You should tell him that you heard his article on the show.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Send him a link.
Tell him hashtag Nate Darling Show. Listen, I've said this before. I've met Gordy once or twice. He is one of the nicest men you will ever meet.
Right.
But the fact that this stuff gets
published on the rig.
It gets published, and it's just a testament to what life in a small town is.
Right, right.
You are looking for
it. And it's admirable.
Anything.
It's fun.
There's nothing wrong with it. No. It's just pointing it out as a difference. And it's much better. It's really, really much better with the roots behind it.
Yes, it is.
Could you imagine what, like, our own version of, like, that would be? Like, like here in Sacramento? I can only... Hey, I was thinking about stabbing somebody the other day.
And... It doesn't happen to you at least once a week?
Yeah, I know, right?
I almost got hit by the light rail again. If it happens again...
There's a 5-alarm fire down the street from my house tonight.
The ice storage building's on fire again.
I told them they should have tore that thing down and replaced it with a nice little Bacon Bar.
At least they fixed up the sidewalks.
No, that would, I don't know if we'd have that one. That's so East Coast.
Here's the thing, in Sacramento, we don't have to worry about shoveling the sidewalks,
yeah,
at least.
Thank goodness.
All we have to worry about is goodness. Leaves and the claw. The claw.
Oh yeah, we do have that, don't we?
By the way, if you... So... Next week, remind me next week. I will explain to people. I will explain to people who don't live in Sacramento what the claw is.
Yeah,
because if I've never heard of it before in my life,
it's
until
important.
I came here.
City of Trees.
The city of Trees got to have the claw. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week on the Nate Darling Show. To all of our new listeners who found us via Facebook, thanks for stopping by.
We love you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Remember, new shows every Wednesday and Friday. All the way through the holidays, we'll have stuff for you. And if you like what you hear, tell a friend. Share the show.
Yeah, like say like, hey, you know what? Gosh darn it, those boys at the Nate Darling Show, I should go buy something from Amazon right now and click through that Nate Darling Show website.
Because gee whiz, they sure are neato. Golly.
And one more thing about
hot dog.
One more thing about me.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
That's true.
That's factual.
And also this.
Nate, you're 100% right.
It's true.
I can't believe he has that button on there.
Hey, are you going to argue with Bald Brian from the Adam Carolla Show when
Absolutely
he says?
Absolutely not.
Nate, you're 100% right.
Of course. By the way, if you're new to the show and you're like, there's several hundred of these. They're all available on NateDarlingShow.com. Free. So
free!
Go back and listen from the beginning. It'll be fun. Everybody have a great weekend and drive carefully out there. We'll see you next time on The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
That was a callback.